Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Tommy McGraw. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Gene Stevens. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Dave Nicholson. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting eighth. The catcher, J.C. Martin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eddie Fisher. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Eddie Fisher. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Wayne Causey. Batting second. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Jimenez. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting sixth. The catcher, Doc Edwards. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Dick Green. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Nelson Matthews. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mo Drabowski. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Mo Drabowski. And now, play ball. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Charles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a line drive into right field. That will be extra bases. Colavito fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Colavito. Buford moves to third. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles juggles the ball. That's an error on Charles. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Robinson. The throw from Edwards and he is safe. Robinson steals second. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward takes first base on ball four. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a fly ball into left field. Jimenez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Buford tags and scores. Robinson tags and moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is hit by the pitch. Ward moves to second. Mike Hershberger pinch runs for Dave Nicholson. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Hershberger now playing center field. Gene Stevens now playing left field. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a fly ball into center field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a fly ball into center field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gentile settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. McCraw strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito strikes out. One out. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mo Drabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drabowski hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a fly ball into center field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hansen is called out on strikes. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisher hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Edwards settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 1 in the game. Causey takes first base on ball 4. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 1 in the game. Charles hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez is 0 for 1 in the game. Jimenez hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-1, Athletics. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-1 in the game. Colavito hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Athletics. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-1 in the game. Gentile hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-1 in the game. Edwards hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-2 in the game. McCraw takes first base on ball 4. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Buford hits a fly ball into center field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McCraw moves to third. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Ward hits a fly ball towards left. Jimenez catches it and throws to Charles, who throws to Gentile to double up Robinson. McCraw tags and scores. It's 3-2, Athletics. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-1 in the game. Green hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-1 in the game. Matthews hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hershberger. Matthews reaches second base with a double. Mo Drabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drabowski is 0-for-1 in the game. Drabowski hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Stevens hits a fly ball into center field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-1 in the game. Hershberger hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Colavito. Hershberger reaches second base with a double. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-2 in the game. Hansen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 2 in the game. Charles strikes out. One out. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Jimenez hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Athletics. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 2 in the game. Gentile hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Cunningham pinch hits for Eddie Fisher. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jimenez. Cunningham reaches second base with a double. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. McCraw hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Buford hits a fly ball into center field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's White Sox, 4, Athletics, 4. John Wyatt now pitching. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 2 in the game. Edwards hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 2 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Matthews hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Stevens strikes out. 1 out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hershberger. The throw from Edwards and he is safe. Hershberger steals second. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 3 in the game. Hansen strikes out. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Martin is walked intentionally. Hoyt Wilhelm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilhelm hits a line drive to right field. Colavito throws towards the plate. Edwards fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Edwards. Hershberger scores. Martin goes all the way around to score. Wilhelm moves to second. It's 6-4, White Sox. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. McCraw hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wilhelm scores. McCraw moves to second. It's 7-4, White Sox. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Buford takes first base on ball 4. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. McCraw moves to third. Buford moves to second. Jim Landis pinch runs for Floyd Robinson. Orlando Pena now pitching. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Ward hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 11-4, White Sox. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Stevens hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Landis now playing center field. Al Weiss now playing second base. Mike Hershberger now playing right field. Jose Tardabul pinch hits for Orla. Jose Tardabul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tardabul hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Causey strikes out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 3 in the game. Charles hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Athletics 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Gratzenda now pitching. Dave Duncan now catching. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Hershberger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 4 in the game. Hansen strikes out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Hoyt Wilhelm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilhelm is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Wilhelm hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Martin moves to second. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McCraw for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. Jimenez hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Weiss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Colavito hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-3 in the game. Gentile hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 11, and Kansas City Athletics, 4. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.